USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is postponing a meeting that was supposed to go over data from trials of COVID-19 vaccines in young kids. The agency saying it needs more time to consider new data and allow for transparent public discussion as they mull over approval for the vaccines. This comes after Pfizer delayed their request to the FDA to authorize a vaccine for children under 5 years old. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States believes Russian President Vladimir Putin could order an invasion of Ukraine at any time, even before the February 20th end of the Beijing Olympics. Sullivan again urging all Americans to leave Ukraine on their own within the next 24 to 48 hours. He said the United States wouldn't conduct a military evacuation of citizens from a war zone. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Well, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit. I understand that's your job.
President Biden's comments to NBC News when asked about inflation, as far as when the president believes you'll be paying less for household items and things at the grocery store and gas.
According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, it ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year.
Americans are set to spend a near record amount on Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation saying the nation is expected to spend nearly $24 billion, just shy of 2020's record $27.4 billion. The group estimates shoppers will spend an average of just over $175 per person on gifts. The Los Angeles Coroner saying the death of former Major League Baseball player Jeremy Giambi is suicide. The Los Angeles Medical Examiner confirming Giambi died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. The taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner city.
Texas is releasing new data after a law was passed.
Texas Health and Human Services is reporting the number of abortions performed in Texas fell by 60% in the first month after the heartbeat abortion law went into effect. Senate Bill 8 prohibits nearly all abortions as soon as a heartbeat is detected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Hallmark Channel is canceling the Kitten Bowl this Sunday during the Super Bowl. For the past 8 years, Hallmark featured kittens from the North Shore Animal League in New York. There's already talk that GAC Media might bring back the Kitten Bowl in 2023. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.